For over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire Mid-State region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal. You can find them online at toa.com.
All right. Thank you, Rafferty. And the umpires are gathering around home plate here as we are getting just a few minutes away from starting of this ball game tonight, Blackman-Riverdale baseball. And our Rick's Barbecue County Roundup tonight, got a lot of games slated. Of course, Riverdale is here at Blackman. Siegel is at Laverne. And Siegel, they pitched a shutout and a no-hitter last night. And Smyrna is at Oakland in the third game of the evening. In softball tonight, the Riverdale girls are at Independence, and Siegel girls are at Blackman. Last night's action, Riverdale beat Blackman 2-1 here, jumped behind Jonathan King. Siegel blanked Laverne 5-0. Oakland beat Smyrna 9-4. Middle Tennessee Christian shut out Forest 5-0. Moore County edged Eagleville 3-2. And Central Magnet beat Cannon County by a score of 11-1. In softball, Riverdale beat Laverne 10-0 in five innings last night. In Oakland, the game we did on WGNS, blanked Blackman 7-0. Pretty good pitching performance by Sarah Wright. And I've lost the other girl. McCravey was the other
one that came in for her. But, that was a good game last night. And I tell you what, Oakland could surprise a few people as the district rolls on. Pretty good performance all around. Probably the best batting performance that team's had this year.
You know, Riverdale comes in here 4-0 in district play. Oakland's got a good district record. Blackman needs a win, don't they? 0-4 in district play, 9-10 overall, and they could use a win tonight.
Yeah, that's very true. But, you know, Blackman, the only thing with Blackman is they've been in all those games that they've lost. They've been 1 point or a few more just behind. So just stay focused tonight. Come out and don't let the loss last night get to you. You've got a chance to come out on your own home field and put together a good batting performance and maybe a little bit of pitching, and that'll win you the game.
You know, we've got weather now that we would normally get in March. We're getting in the mid-April, and it's kind of affected. We've been really lucky, and to have a beautiful March that we did. And although it's not a bad night tonight, it is going to get a little nippy tonight, probably around that fourth and fifth inning mark.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cold. I think they said around the mid-30s tonight is where it could get down to, but the wind's going to be another factor. But I thought we were going to jump all this and skip it, all this early cold weather that you usually see at the start of the baseball and softball seasons. But it's here tonight, but hopefully it'll be gone before not, you know, too long.
Well, the wind is blowing out toward, it's kind of swirling a little bit, and it's gusty at times, and I know you can hear it on our microphones tonight, and we're doing the best we can to kind of keep that down a little bit for you. But Rafferty, when the wind's blowing out like that, but it's swirling like that, it could be an adventure in the outfield.
Yeah, I'd say the ball can get, you know, taken into the wind, and judging a fly ball can be really difficult. So we'll look to see how that factors out tonight for both of these teams.
The pitching matchups tonight, it's going to be Austin Reynolds for the Blackman Blaze against Colin Snyder. And Colin has been a little bit of a bad luck pitcher. He's 0-2, but he's got a great ERA around the 3-3-3 mark. And so he's pitched pretty well. And I think probably just pitching with a little bad luck. And Austin Reynolds is another guy going to try to turn it around for the Blaze tonight.
Yeah, you say he's a bad luck pitcher, but really, I mean, they've had a little bit of bad luck as a team all year long. And they've been in a lot of these games and just, you know, fell short in a lot of them. But tonight they can turn it around and see if they can get things going.
Tomorrow night we will be back with softball action. And you're getting the night off. And Brian and I are going to go travel out to Eagleville.
I'll be at the station.
Beautiful Eagleville. That's right. Well, yes. You don't get a night off. Okay.
No.
Boy, he's working you hard.
Yeah, I work Friday, but I like it.
And
it's not bad.
We have got, it's going to be Eagleville playing softball against Middle Tennessee Christian School, and that's the first time we're going to be able to give that game, to broadcast that game for you. And we're looking forward to that. That will be at 6 o'clock, airtime 5:45 for that one from Eagleville High School tomorrow night. And, again, another cool evening is scheduled. Maybe not quite as bad as tonight's going to be, but still a pretty cool evening in store.
It's going to be a fun little atmosphere.
You're going to be warm tomorrow night, though.
No, I should be, unless something catastrophic happens and the windows break and it gets all windy and stuff in the station. But, yes, I should be pretty warm.
Our Rick's Barbecue County Roundup, and a little word about Rick's Barbecue. Had it today. We were at a luncheon, and had some delicious barbecue and some turkey. Well, I guess it's white turkey meat, I guess. But we had some mystery sauce on there. That stuff is got a little kick to it. It is awesome. Rick's Barbecue, two locations, one on Warrior Drive and the other one out there on Memorial Boulevard out by you, Rafferty. And that's a look at our Rick's Barbecue County Roundup for tonight here on our first game pregame, First Bank pregame show. And when we come back, we'll have a look at the starting lineups for you. It's Riverdale and Blackman Baseball right here on WGNS.
There is a difference at Loveless Fine Photography.
We have, I bet, 20 different backgrounds for inside that you can pick from.
And Alan Loveless has developed his property's secret garden, and the waterfall is gorgeous.
When people think about little ones in their yards, this is a big one where you can sit on it, you can get under it, and a lot of our couples are getting under the waterfall at the end of this session.
Take a look at the photo galleries at lovelessphotography.com. Loveless Photography, 890-1558. For portraits you'll love, why settle for less?
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and in most cases offer fast same-day service. Also call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Alsop offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
The time is now. Bob Bud's Auction. The time is now.
Saturday, April the 14th, auction at 10 a.m. at 566 Clarence Finney Road in Hillsboro, Tennessee. Nice brick home and a barn on 6.26 acres. Again, this auction is on 6 acres, Saturday, April the 14th, at 566 Clarence Finney Road in Hillsboro, Tennessee. Get directions at BobParksAuction.com.
Bob Parks Auction.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, located at 125 Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial Boulevard. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, 896-2013.
And we're waiting here, a little delay, and waiting for the National Guard or the ROTC to leave the field. And we're about ready for some baseball action. And with a look at tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Bob Parks Realtor, Sunette P., AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies, here's my buddy, pal, comrade, Rafferty Clary.
Oh, thank you very much. We'll give you the starting lineups first for the Riverdale Warriors, designated in hitting and batting first, Jonathan King. He had a great performance pitching last night and a pretty good hitting performance as well. In right field and batting second will be Thomas Brady. Catching and batting third, Austin Swayze. In the cleanup spot, Taylor Walker will be playing first base as well. At center field and batting fifth, Ronnie Stevens. Left field and in the sixth spot, Joey Trevithan. And batting seventh, playing shortstop, Trevin Ayers. Eighth is Drew Huff. He'll be playing third base this evening. Trevor Ball will be on second and batting ninth. And then pitching will be Colin Snyder for the Warriors.
Braves baseball will be following us tonight after this broadcast if we get off the air in time. They start at about 7 tonight. The third game, the rubber game of that series with the Houston Astros and the Braves, are looking at going for their second win after finally getting their first win last night. Chipper Jones had quite a game, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He was it was
And getting his warm-up tosses for Blackman is Austin Reynolds, the right-hander, getting ready here. And he will face Jonathan King, Thomas Brady, and Austin Swayze, the first three for the Riverdale Warriors. Defensively for Blackman, Austin Reynolds on the mound, Clay Skipworth doing the catching. At first base, it's Caleb Harrison, along with Logan Fleener at second. The shortstop's Will Snyder, and over at third is Dylan Hughes. The outfield left to right, Alex Brown, Chance Johnson, and Heath Hamby. And we're about ready to get this one underway. Throw down to second, and everybody getting back to their positions. And Austin Reynolds getting ready to work here. As Jonathan King steps in, last night's winner in a 2-1 victory. Here's the wind and the pitch into the dirt. Gets back to the backstop. One ball, no strikes. They have a little trouble seeing the board tonight with that sun gleaming down on it in the left field wall out there.
Yeah, I won't be able to see that for a while, I'd say.
We're on our own. Here's the pitch. And a strike is called and count even at a ball and a strike.
We were talking about the Braves. Blackman's jerseys look a little bit like those Colt 45 jerseys that the Astros were sporting last night.
They were pretty neat, weren't they?
Yeah, similar look, though.
Pitch is high, a ball. Two and one the count to Jonathan King. State Farm Prep Baseball here on WGNS tonight. We will be at Eagleville tomorrow night for softball action. Middle Tennessee Christian School and the Eagleville Eagles. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. Nip the outside corner. Count even. Two balls, two strikes. I think we can actually see the board now. Looks pretty good. I think that's a new scoreboard, I think, maybe.
Good lights.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on, lined into left field, and coming in to make a running catch is Alex Brown. So a nice defensive play by Brown out in left field, and there's one away as King flies out to left.
Good awareness there by Brown to come up and make a good stop out in left field.
Nothing's going to be easy in the outfield tonight, trust me. Wind blowing out now and swirling out in center field. 375 dead away center out there, 320 in the left field line, and over in right field is 320. Power alley's at 355, and the pitch is a strike called to Thomas Brady, the right fielder.
Is that Power Alley? Is that what
Power Alley, yeah.
Okay. Well, I picked up some lingo now. I promise.
Yeah, be sure to write that down for Brian, will you? Here's the pitch. Curveball swung on, foul back. And it's 0-2 to Brady. He'll be followed by Swayze. Riverdale coming in here 4-0 in district play. Blackman looking for their first win. Here's the wind and the pitch. Into the dirt. Tried to get him to chase one. 1-2 now. Jay Mullins Jewelry first pitch, 6 o'clock, right? Straight up and down. Here's the pitch. Into the dirt. Ball. Two balls, two strikes. Got that girlfriend anything from Jay Mullins Jewelry yet?
Haven't stopped by there yet.
Oh, well.
Got to find an occasion, though.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Well, birthday, anniversary, something. Here's a swing and a chopper up the middle. Coming up with it is Snyder. The throw to first is in time for out number two. So Snyder throws out Brady, and it's a 6-3 put out. That brings up Swayze, the catcher. First game of this series, 2-1, Riverdale a winner. Other games around last night, Siegel blanked Laverne. Schultz had a no-hitter to win that game 5-0. Oakland beat Smyrna 9-4.
If I'm right, I think he struck out like 15, too.
I think you're right, yeah. Here's the pitch. There's a liner into left field, and it is going to drop in and go all the way to the wall. Swayze on his horse is going to stand up at second with a two-out double.
Nothing about the win there, just a nicely laid hit out in left center. Good really, start for Riverdale.
Really going with that pitch, too. Didn't try to pull it, just took it where it was pitched. And we have a runner out there.
Not sure who that is. I couldn't see.
And the batter. While you're looking that up, it's Taylor Walker, the first baseman, the cleanup hitter. Runner at second, two out. Watkins running out at second base. Good speed out there running for the catcher, Swayze. No score. We're in the top of the first. Reynolds in two-out trouble. Watkins gets his lead from second. Look at the runner. Here's the throw. And it's outside. And it's 1-0 now to Walker. Taylor on the year, batting 355, four homers, 18 RBIs.
Pretty good year so far.
Got a lot of power. Slightly open stance. Here's the pitch to the plate. Took a little something off. It goes in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Been some pretty well-hit balls, but only one fell in for a double. And Watkins is out there running for Swayze. Here's the stretch. Now the 1-1. Swung on. Chopped foul down the third base line. Out in front of Walker now. One ball, two strikes. Wind swirling now toward left. Might be an interesting night. May keep the ball in play most of the night. It's kind of hard to tell from this point. Watkins gets his lead. Here's the 1-2 pitch outside. Two balls, two strikes. Reynolds gets a sign from Skipworth. And now the pitch to the plate. That will not be made as he fakes to second. Two balls, two strikes. Two out, a runner at second. No score here in the top of the first, Riverdale batting. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, sails outside and high. Count now full, 3-2, which will allow Watkins to get a really big lead and go with the crack of the bat.
Running at anything here.
Taylor Walker steps back in there. The stretch, the 3-2 pitch. Strike three called, and he caught him looking. No runs, one hit here in the top of the first for Riverdale. We go to the bottom of the first. No score, Riverdale Blackman. And you're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
This is Chuck Lewis with First Bank. If you're like me with a child graduating soon, you want them to succeed at the next level. With our First Rewards checking account, they'll be able to access their funds with unlimited ATM refunds at any ATM in the U.S. There is no minimum balance requirement or monthly service charge to keep up with, so they can focus on the challenges at hand. So whether you're graduating and ready to get smart with your money, come see us at First Bank, where you matter most. Member FDIC.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Sir Pizza with three Murfreesboro locations. Go check out goprimetimesports.com. Just click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports podcast online.
And we go to the bottom of the first, no score, and Colin Snyder on the mound for Riverdale, and the wind in the first pitch is just a little low, and it's 1-0 to Will Snyder. He'll be followed by Heath Hamby and then Clay Skipworth. The first three Blaze to face Snyder here. Signed by Swayze, here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Count even at a ball and a strike. Defensively for the Warriors, Joey Trevathan is in left field. Ronnie Stevens in center. Thomas Brady is over in right field. The infield is Walker at first, Ball at second, Ayers at short, and Huff is at third. Swayze doing the catching. There's a weak grounder foul. And the count is 1-2 now. I didn't bring any of those little hand warmers or anything like that. It's April. It's April. We don't need that.
You're that cold? You need hand warmers?
It's just getting that way. I'm getting older. It's tougher. Two balls, two strikes to count to Snyder. We'll carry a blanket here in a minute. There's a pitch of fastballs high. Count now full. Three balls, two strikes.
Snyder, the pitcher, like, kicks his leg up pretty high on that delivery there, doesn't he?
Well, he sure does. Swing and a foul by Snyder. He stays alive.
That's old school. You don't see.
Oh, that is old school. Yeah. How would you know about old school? Well, I guess you can watch film on MLB Network.
Go back and check it out.
Here's the pitch. Swung on. A chopper to short. Cut off by the third baseman, and Huff can't come up with it. May have been the only play defensively there. We're going to give him a base hit. I think, Rafferty, we're going to be nice. Let's see.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I think this is going to be a hit. Let's give him a hit.
I'll give it that. Okay.
So a single for Snyder. I don't know if it goes to Ayers. whether he throws him out or not. Snyder has good speed. That brings up Heath Hamby, the right fielder. Runner at first, nobody out. Here in the bottom half of the first inning for Blackman, no score. Swayze gives the sign. Snyder, throw over, runner back. Kind of threw it in the dirt. Nice stop over there by Walker. I really think this wind will die down a little bit here in the next 30 minutes or so.
Sure am hoping so. I've got all my stuff taped down, though, just to prevent all the paper.
We've had to tape everything down tonight.
Yes. Comrex is all taped up. And
runner not going, but they've got him hung up now. The throw down to second gets by. Ball and goes into center field, but alertly backed up by Stevens, and it's a stolen base for Snyder. So Blackman in business here with a single and a stolen base. They're going to give an error on Huff, I think, on that play.
Did they give him?
Yeah, okay. So we're going to change that to E5. The official score, Hamby, the batter, looking to bunt him over to third. Shows bunt. The pitch to the plate, he's going to third. And he bunts it. And it's a nice bunt. They're going to let it roll foul. Nice alert play there by Huff. That could have been trouble.
Yeah, and that could have been a beautiful bunt as well, but smart play by Riverdale's third baseman, Huff, there, just to let it roll and go foul. Try this all over again.
I'm not sure he didn't have that base stolen, did you?
I think he had
a great jump.
Mm-hmm.
Snyder at first. I make that second. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first. No score. Riverdale had a double in that first inning. Did not score. Throw back to second, and he's back. Ayers had to knock that down to keep the runner from advancing.
It's a quick one. We've seen it, so they got to keep him in line over there on second.
Snyder looks in from the sign for Swayze. Here's the wind of the pitch. Bunting again. He bunts this one. This time it's foul again. And it's 1-2 now to Heath Hamby. Skipworth would be next. We will keep you updated, hopefully, of some Brave scores as they come in. We've got about an hour head start on them. If you're wondering where the Braves are going to be tonight, they will follow us immediately after this broadcast. And the stretch. Look at the runner at second. The pitch to Hamby. Swung on, lined into right center, a base hit. Snyder had to hold. The throw is in, and runners are at first and third. So a single by Hamby. And now runners are at first and third, and nobody out. And Snyder will have to face Clay Skipworth and Chance Johnson and Austin Reynolds, the meat of the Blackman order here, in the bottom of the first.
Tell you what, that was a tough hit for Hamby there because he kind of had to reach out and slap that one in there.
Stevens did a good job of getting to it before Snyder could score. Pretty dangerous hitter coming up to the plate now in Skipworth, right-handed batter. Snyder in a full-blown jam here with nobody out. Here's the pitch, runner going. They let him go to second. Stolen base for Hamby. Runners now at second and third. They may have been trying to double steal there just about.
Yeah.
Runner third just faked. So runners in scoring position, nobody out. Coach Chris Parker just wants Skipworth to put his bat on the ball. Make contact. Here's the 1-0. Swung on, chopped foul. And pretty nice play there by Coach Parker. Barry Messer, the head coach of the Riverdale Warriors, in the third base dugout over there. 1-1 the count. Snyder at third, Hamby at second, nobody out, bottom of the first, no score, Riverdale and Blackman. Blaze threatening. Skipworth steps back in there. Big hitter here for Snyder. The pitch to the plate, swung on, got a little piece of it. And now out in front of Skipworth, one ball, two strikes. Blackman, of course, if you follow Blackman, their losses, they have four losses in the district, but they have all been close games. One run, two run losses. We were there at Siegel just a week ago where 11 inning affair that Blackman came up on the short end. Here's this pitch by Snyder. Strike called, and Skipworth caught out on strikes for the first strikeout for Snyder. It's a big one. And Skipworth is retired for out number one. That brings up Chance Johnson, the center fielder.
That was a thing of beauty right there that he tossed down there.
Nice little off-speed pitch, breaking pitch.
He's a good little pitcher. I think one of the
like that high leg kick.
I do.
The old school.
I like it a lot.
And Barry Metzer going to come out and talk. Probably a little strategy here coming in as they make a little talk.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Gilze's Hardware, the healthful place. Stop by and see Jenny Williams and everyone at Gilze's Hardware on Nissan Drive in Gillsville, 459-4457.
Barry Metzer not making the cellular concept call to the bullpen, but he is having a nice conference. Everybody comes back, gets in their positions. Situation is right now, Snyder at third and Hamby at second, one out, and Chance Johnson the batter. You know it's windy when you put your pen down and it goes halfway across the table. Kind of windy. Snyder checks the runners and the pitch to Johnson. Swung on. Pretty well hit center field. Stevens on his horse. He's under it. He's got it. He's going to score a run. The throw goes into third. Cut off by the shortstop Ayers. And Blackman takes a lead 1-0 on that sacrifice fly. Sac fly RBI for Chance Johnson. And that is what the doctor ordered for Blackman here in this first inning. Hamby stays at second. Now there's two away.
That was a good job by Stevens, though, to hit that short stop for the cutoff and not allow that guy on second to go over to third.
Two away, and Austin Reynolds, the pitcher, is the batter. He's got a good stick. Check of the runners, the pitch to the plate. Pitch outside the ball. Now Snyder trying to do a little damage control. He's giving up a run, but wants to get out of this inning without any more damage. One ball, no strikes. The count. What's the temperature of game time? About 53. Is that about right?
Flirting with it, yes.
There's a strike called on the inside corner. And the count even at a ball and a strike. May have been a little warmer than that, but
it's definitely getting colder, though.
I'm trying to be positive here. It was more like 58.
You put your gloves on already.
I did. Oh, I'll have a blanket and all kinds of things before the night's over. Here's the pitch. Almost hit him. It's inside. Two balls and a strike. We're in the bottom of the first. Blackman has taken the lead, 1-0. District baseball action, 7 AAA. 2-1 the count. Hamby down his second. Snyder winds. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Chopped down third baseline. Foul. Parker with another great play. Chris still got it.
Yeah, and then had Janice Mari for Blackman. She made a couple good stops last
night. Oh, really?
Out there. Yeah. So it's something that runs over at Blackman High School, I guess.
Two balls, two strikes, two out, runner at second. Blackman has only had one hit. There was an error in the inning. Here's the wind in the pitch. Low. Count goes full now. Three balls, two strikes. Hamby will be running here on this pitch. Fleener would be next if Reynolds reaches. Swayze with a sign. Here's the wind. And the pitch. Swung on. Bouncer short. Ayers has it. Long throw across. In time for out number three. So the side is retired. Not before Blackman gets a run on one hit. There was an error in the inning. And one left. We've completed one inning of play. Our score, Blackman 1, Riverdale nothing. And you're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
AG Sporting Goods is the place to go for all your sports needs, from apparel with name brands like Under Armour and Nike to team equipment. AG's on Mercury Boulevard is the name Rutherford County has trusted for over 45 years. AG Sporting Goods, helping your sports is our business.
While being in the big city has its advantages, we do things a little different out here at Las Casas Feed Supply. This is Coy Young at Las Casas Feed Supply on Barlow Lane. From farmers to those with a couple of pets, we serve all animals, big and small. Las Casas Feed Supply. Take Highway 96 to Old Jefferson Pike. Turn by Las Casas Baptist. We're less than a mile on the right on Barlow Lane.
Cash in on savings with Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. This is Terry Haynes. For a limited time only, receive $25 trade-in for every old window you replace. And that's not all. You can receive $75 for every old door you replace, too. Visit our showroom for all types of styles, products, and glass options from Sun Windows and Doors.
For more information, call 893-1515. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company is a member of TVA's Qualified Contractor Network. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, the people you know, the people you trust.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We go to the top of the second. Austin Reynolds with a 1-0 lead, and Ronnie Stevens going to lead off here. And the pitch is swung on and foul. Count even. I'll make that 0-2 the count. Stevens in the hole. He'll be followed by Joy Trevathan and Trevin Ayers, the first three hitters for Riverdale. 1-0 Blackman here in the top of the second. Now I've got a hoodie on. How's that?
Anything else you can?
No, I think that's it. There's a long drive out to left field. This ball is going to be out of here. A leadoff homer from Ronnie Stevens, and Rafferty on an 0-2 pitch.
No doubt about that one when it left the bat. Lots of power there, and nice job by Riverdale.
And we're tied at one, just like that. So Ronnie Stevens gets things going with a leadoff home run here in the top of the second. You're right. He got it up there. It was well hit anyway. Yeah, it would have been gone.
There's no question.
The wind didn't have to aid it. But it went way out of here.
I think that is the first homer I've seen this year.
And the pitch is a strike called to Joy Trevathan, the left fielder. Here's the pitch from Reynolds. That one missed. A ball and a strike. I have nothing left but gloves, so I'm well prepared now, but if it gets any colder, I don't know what I'll do. 1-1 the count. A line in the pitch from Reynolds. There's in for a strike. One ball, two strikes. So a leadoff homer by Stevens is tied it here in the second inning.
That was his first homer of the year for Ronnie.
Pitch to him, just missed. Two balls, two strikes. Other games tonight, Riverdale, of course, is here at Blackman. Siegel at Laverne. Smyrna is at Oakland tonight. And Siegel trying to take another one from Laverne. And Oakland trying to take another one from Smyrna.
Still a lot of games left to play here in the district, though.
Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. And Trevathan strikes out. That's strikeout number two for Reynolds. That brings up Trevin Ayers, the shortstop. Ayers hitting 327, one homer, 12 RBIs. Right-handed batter steps in there. Skipworth with the sign. Here's the wind and the pitch from Reynolds. Swung on, bouncer to short. Snyder going to gobble that one up. Throws a little high, but coming down with it. And on a nice play is Harrison for out number two. 6-3 on that put out, and it brings up Drew Huff, the third baseman. Number eight hitter in the order. He'll be followed by Trevor Ball. So Huff is in there. Two out after that leadoff homer by Stevens. Here's the wind in the pitch. Just a little outside. One ball, no strikes. Here's the wind and the 1-0 pitch. There's a strike, a ball and a strike. Tomorrow night, Eagleville Middle Tennessee Christian School softball. Weather cooperating again. Going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. Maybe a little warmer. And we'll go on the air at 6:15 for that. I'll make that 5:45 for that 6 o'clock start. There's a strike called, 1-2. And want to thank Eagleville for pushing that game back a little bit. That was an original 5 o'clock start, Rafferty, and they're going to hold it back where we can get it on the air tomorrow night. Curveball swung on, bouncer first. Harrison bobbles it, going to have to flip it to Reynolds, who's covering, and the ball gets away. So reaching is Drew.
Having us out there, so it's going to be fun tomorrow for you all.
Brings up Trevor Ball with a runner at first and two out. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up, straight up. Calling for it is Hughes. Now has trouble, and it's going to fall behind him. Wynn got a hold of that one, Rafferty.
Yeah, and then he stepped on the bag in the process of trying to judge where the ball was in the air, and I think that might have caused a little bit of problems as well, but the wind definitely had a lot to do with that one. It was a high fly ball.
It's going to be a high fly ball. It's going to be an error.
Yes.
Is that what they're calling it? E5.
Yes.
So two errors in the inning here. And Austin Reynolds trying to get out of trouble. We're all tied up at one. Runners at first and second. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Fouled back by the leadoff hitter, Jonathan King. Flied out to left his first time up. Lined out. So Huff is at second. Ball is at first. Two out in a 1-1 game. And King the batter. Talk about a dangerous hitter. Throw back to second. Huff is back.
Maybe one of the better all-around players Riverdale's got on the team. 5 home runs on the year. 20 RBIs. That's incredible.
And that's not count as ERA. That's pretty good, too.
Because he can pitch it.
King steps out. 0-1 the count. I know you follow middle a lot, and a couple of Freebus and a couple of really fine players helping them out in the pitching staff. There's a bouncer to short. Snyder steps on the bag for out number 3. So after the leadoff homer, no more damage done, although there were 2 errors in the inning on 1 hit, and Riverdale ties it here. We go to the bottom of the second. We're all tied up. Riverdale 1, Blackman 1.
We're talking with Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue on Warrior Drive and Memorial Boulevard. And Mike, you've got great specials each and every day.
Monday, we have loaded baked potatoes with meat for $7.49, 2 of them. Thursdays, 2 regular pork sandwiches for $4. Sundays, when you purchase a platter or a loaded baked potato with meat, your kid's meal is only $1.99. And then on Fridays, when you want to go home and relax for the weekend, we offer the family pack with $1 off, $2 off a picnic pack.
Rick's Barbecue with 2 local locations. The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane cares about our youth.
We would be more than happy to talk to them or their parents about all the opportunities youth bowling can afford them.
Kelly Marlin at the Smyrna Bowling Center says they have youth leagues running year-round.
It's a good opportunity for kids that are involved in other sports. We have opportunities for all of those kids to participate.
And the Smyrna Bowling Center is the home of the state high school championships.
We have the TSSAA state tournament here.
Caring for our young people, the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. She's located at 803 North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700.
Logan Fleener takes the first pitch and bounces it to second, and getting over there is Ball and throws him out by a couple of steps for round number 1 here in the bottom of the second. Blackman batting. He'll be followed here by Alex Brown and Dylan Hughes. 4-3 on the putout. Brown, the left fielder, steps in there. So Snyder finds himself tied up here in the bottom of the second. 1-1. Stevens tied it in the top of the second with a leadoff home run. Snyder kicks and fires, and we do mean kick. There's a strike called. 0-1. Oh, wind settling a little bit, still gusting at times. Here's the pitch, swung on, bouncer third, Huff. A couple of pumps, and now the throw to first in time for out number two to retire Brown. Brings up Dylan Hughes, so really about three pitches, and Snyder already has two out here in the second. One run, two hits, one error for Riverdale. One run, two hits, two errors for the Blaze. Actually, I have them only one hit, and I think I'm correct.
Yes.
Brian is probably home working on how to do a little better job with the single sheets and, you know, doubles and stat sheet. He was really unhappy last night. Swinging a foul. Got to catch a little of the game on the way home from school, and he was just really torn up about that.
Well, I started it off.
You have to be accurate.
Yeah, the error was on me starting off, though. I wrote a number wrong.
Did you do it on purpose?
No.
Okay. Well, no, just checking.
It mildly gets to
it. Wasn't sabotaged then.
No, not that bad.
Swinging a foul out of play, 0-2.
I sure do like this ball field, though. Pretty little setting.
Yeah, and probably to all three fields, you know, and soccer and football, it's really located really well.
Yes, I mean, it is.
And it's got plenty of room, a lot of parking. A little bit of a walk to the baseball field, but it's okay.
It's not too bad.
One ball, two strikes to count. Snyder delivers, and it's low. Two balls, two strikes. Two out here in the bottom of the second. We're in a 1-1 tie. Assigned by Swayze. Here's the pitch. Swing and a chopper at the plate. Count remains. Two balls, two strikes. Got a good crowd here tonight.
It is a good crowd.
I wasn't really expecting the turnout with the weather, but we've got a good crowd out here tonight. We're right behind the orange seats. Here's the 2-2 pitch, lined into right, and a base hit. Dylan Hughes with a single. Second Blackman hit, and it'll bring up Caleb Harrison, the first baseman. Two out, a runner at first. Just poked it out there to right field. Didn't try to do too much with that ball either. So here's Harrison getting the signals from Chris Parker down there at third. Of course, you've got a view of the middle school across the way.
Elementary school down the road,
yep.
Is that right?
Okay. To our left.
Learning.
Getting the lead down there is Hughes. Not going, swung on and missed by Harrison. Snyder would be next if Harrison could do something here for the Blaze. 1-1 our score, Riverdale, Blackman, all tied up. Snyder checks the runner. Pitch to the plate. Oh, I just missed. A little outside. One and two. Make that 1-1. Hughes with a very small lead. Here's the pitch. Drop down a little low. 2-1 now. Harrison, a right-handed batter. If you do anything, you lead off. Even if Harrison doesn't do anything here, you got the top of the order coming up in the third. Throw over. Hughes not getting too far away from over there. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Make that 2-1.
Yes.
Here's the pitch. Runner not going. Takes the pitch outside. Three balls and a strike. Now Rafferty looks like the wind's blowing out toward center again.
Yeah, I'm done tracking it. It's gone all over the place. That there's not really one direction it's going. It's brutal, though.
Here's the wind or the stretch in the 3-1 pitch. Runner does go. Swung and fouled at the plate. And the count full. Three balls, two strikes. Two out in the inning. We're in the bottom of the second.
GoPrimeTimeSports.com is your local source for county prep news and information. You can log on to listen live on demand with podcasts and see where we'll be broadcasting next.
Snyder with a 3-2 pitch. On the way. Runner goes. Swung on. Fouled away. Well, Chris Parker has got a lot of action down there tonight.
Yes, he has.
We will try to have some scores on our Jennings and Harris Funeral Home scoreboard. I know we're going to probably get a Siegel Laverne score tonight in baseball. Riverdale is at Independence and softball. Siegel at Blackman softball. Just right down the way. I think, Ramford, you could probably just walk down there and get a score. Here's a swing and a bouncer to third. Huff going to take the long way to first in time for out number three. No runs, one hit, and there was one left. And we've completed two innings. Our score, Riverdale 1, Blackman 1.
From dings and dents to full body work, Bowen's Body Shop has been trusted by Rutherford Countyans for over three decades. Let Jeff and Kyle Bowen put their years of experience to work for you. They have a large paint and body shop at 459 Middle Tennessee Boulevard with all their work done on site. If you have a fender bender or even worse, Bowen's Body Shop is the place to call. 896-0008. Family owned and operated. That's Bowen's Body Shop. 896-0008.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. You can also have your monthly bank statement sent directly to your email. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. Come and see for yourself why there's a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Thomas Brady, the first batter in the third, lines one over the center fielder's head all the way to the wall, and he's going to have a stand-up double as we start the third inning. So a good start for the Riverdale Warriors in the third, a leadoff double by Brady.
That's exactly what you want. Come off the second with a run scored. Let's go out here in the third and try to get things going as well.
Third hit of the night for the Warriors. And it'll bring up Austin Swayze, who doubled in the first, was stranded there. Only run came courtesy of Ronnie Stevens' leadoff homer in the second. 1-1 our score, Blackman-Riverdale. We are in the top of the third. Just moseying right along. Reynolds steps off the mound. Now time is called. They're waiting for something over there. I don't know if a ball got loose or something, but kind of having a little Here's the pitch. Breaking ball and a beauty right down the middle, and it's 0-1 now to Austin Swayze, and Taylor Walker would be next, to follow by Ronnie Stevens. So it's the meat of the Riverdale order for Austin Reynolds.
Dangerous batter here. Swayze coming off that double. See what he can do here.
The number three hitter. Open stance. Here's the pitch to him. Try to get him to chase one outside, and it's out. Just out of the strike zone. One ball, one strike. So many things going on at WGNS tonight. It's Braves baseball after this broadcast. Tomorrow night we'll be at Eagleville for the Middle Tennessee Christian School Eagleville girls softball game. A lot of things going on. Here's the pitch. Bouncer to the mound. Reynolds going to go to third, and the throw is high, and he's safe. So fielder's choice, but that's going to be an E1 as the throw was high down there to Hughes. Dylan made a pretty good swipe at him, even though the throw was high. Runners are at first and third, and nobody out.
And Brady got right underneath that tag, though. That was a pretty good little slide in the third there. I mean, it was... nice looking play.
Third error for the Blaze in this game. And a dangerous hitter here, Taylor Walker, who leads the Warriors with four home runs on the year. Slugging a 373 on base percentage at 355 average.
There's been a lot of homers hit on this team. You got five by King, four by Walker.
Now King has power. I forgot about him. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball sails in there for a strike, 0-1.
Oh, man, that's a second breaking ball that's just been a beauty right there. Drops right off the table.
That's been his pitch tonight.
It's a tough one.
Down at third is Brady. Over at first is Watkins running for Swayze. Here's the pitch. Into the dirt. Good stop by Skipworth. And count even at a ball and a strike. We are in the top of the third and a 1-1 score. Riverdale threatening here with runners at first and third and nobody out. Fake to first. Watkins is back. I think they're worried Watkins is going to try to take second here. Watching him closely. Reynolds going to go to the plate. Runner not going. There's a swing and a high chopper to short. Going to be a tough play for Snyder. Goes back to third. Everybody's safe. No, they say they got him, I think. Let's see. Yep. Sure did. Great play by Snyder. He twirled his whole body around and made that throw, and I didn't think they had him, but they did.
I guess the motion of him turning kind of psyched out Brady on third over there, thinking he was going to take it to first, but then turned around and went right over to third. So good play for Blackman there.
Well, it's got the lead runner at third. Bang, bang, play down at third base. Runners at first and second now, one out. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed from Ronnie Stevens. Led off the second with a home run. He had an 0-2 count on him, Rafferty, and he smoked one over the left center field wall.
Yeah, that was best ball I've seen hit this year. Like I said, that was the first homer I've got to see calling the games, but he can absolutely swing it.
Check of the runners. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Another breaking ball. This time it sails outside. One ball, one strike. Great article in the D&J about Jonathan King and the Warriors.
He stepped up big last night, didn't he?
Trying to remain undefeated in district play. Along with Siegel. I think Siegel's 4-0. Oakland's doing well. I'm not sure of their record. There's the throw down as the runners are going. Double steal. Watkins is in. Everybody's safe. So Watkins is at third. Walker takes second. Runners at second and third. One out.
As quick as a cat, isn't he? We've seen him display it a few times already tonight, trying to steal some bases.
1-2 the count to Ronnie Stevens. Go-ahead runs are on, and the pitch is a breaking ball that just missed high. Count even, two balls, two strikes. Trevathan would be next. Skipworth flashing signs. Crowd cheering for Ron Stevens here. Here's the pitch. Swung on and drilled into center. Under it is Johnson. A run is going to score. Watkins going to score easily. Walker holds it second. They're going to appeal at third. They say he did not go too soon. And Riverdale's taken a 2-1 lead. So a sacrifice fly, RBI for Ronnie Stevens. Walker stays at second. And scoring on the play is Watkins. So the speed there and the double steal really helped this inning. Second RBI for Stevens, and that is two of the game. Riverdale, Joy Trevathan is the batter. The left fielder struck out in the second.
So Stevens has came up huge in the game so far.
Here's the wind in the pitch. Going to a full windup now, and the pitch is outside the ball, 1-0. Fourth Riverdale hit. In this inning, errors have hurt the Blaze and hurt Riverdale as well. Reynolds looks in. Walker gets his lead at second. Here's the pitch to the plate. Just missed again outside. Austin disgusted, not happy with that call, or he's just not happy with himself, one of the two. 2-0 the count. Two out. Walker at second. It's 2-1 Riverdale. We are in the top of the third. We've had one hit in this inning. That was a double, leading off the inning with Brady. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in there. Again, that breaking ball continues to be his best pitch. You have three hits for Riverdale?
Let me check it out here. I've got one, two, three hits, yes.
Okay. Here's the stretch. Now the pitch to the plate as he looks over the runners. Here it is. Swung on with a good fastball, fouled it back. One ball, two strikes. Oh, by the way, we've got a Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update, too, in baseball, Rafferty.
Yeah, after one, Smyrna is at Oakland. They lead Oakland 1-0 after one inning of play.
2-2 the count to Joy Trevathan. Ayers would be next. Walker gets his lead. Here's the pitch to the plate. Breaking ball, swung on, and a grounder to second. Up with it is Fleener. Throws to first in time to retire Joy Trevathan. But not before Riverdale gets another run on the board to take the lead. On one hit, there was an error in the inning, and one left. We've completed 2.5. It's Riverdale 2, Blackman 1, and you're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
Home-style cooking, you can find it at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike next door to Food Lion.
That's all we know is good Southern eating.
Southern-style meats and vegetables served Monday through Friday lunch and dinner, and Sunday lunch, plus breakfast every Saturday morning.
We have that hometown feeling, so we try to give that to the customers.
Ricky Turner at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Good food, good service, good hospitality. The Cedar Bucket on Las Casas Pike next door to Food Lion.
We do all of our on-site repairs at all three of our locations versus you mailing your phone off and being without it. This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We want to keep you talking and keep you happy. We do on-site phone repairs. We give you loaner phones if necessary to keep you going while we get the phone swapped out or help you with insurance claims. So it's kind of nice to have an on-site repair center. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by First Bank, where you matter most, J. Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Ogburn, Jerry Potts Car Care, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company.
Thank you, Rafferty. Will Snyder going to lead it off here in the bottom of the third. Trailing now 2-1 for Blackman. Colin Snyder has regained the lead, and he's trying to keep that where it is. Snyder reached on an error in the first, stole a base, and also scored a run. He's 0 for 1 officially, but he's done some damage. Right-handed batter, closed stance. No one count to him. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a liner into left. Ripped into left field. Coming over to get it is Trevathan. And a leadoff single. So right now the pitchers can't stand prosperity, can they?
No, they can't, but that's what you want there for Blackman to come off, start off with a single here in the third, and you're at the top of the lineup. And now you got Heath Hamby up, who singled in the first, so he's obviously got the bat to get the things rolling here for Blackman.
Hamby 1-for-1 as he stands in there. Snyder checks the runner. Good speed at first for Blackman. Here's the pitch, kind of sidearmed it, bouncer or bunts it to third. Huff goes to first in time, sacrifice works. So Hamby, who was trying to bunt last time and wound up getting single to right, this time has a sacrifice bunt to get Snyder to second. And one out, that brings up Clay Skipworth, who struck out in the first. Got caught looking in the first inning.
It was a nasty pitch that Snyder threw down his way, too.
Oh, and nipped that corner, didn't it, the outside corner?
Yes.
2-1 Riverdale. We're in the bottom of the third. Blackman batting. Here from Blackman High School. Here's the pitch. Ball almost got away. Nice stop by Swayze. One ball, no strikes. One nothing Smyrna over Oakland. That's at the end of one. We'll have updates on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard along the evening. Here's the pitch. High chop to short. Ayers up with it. Has to make a long throw, and he does, to retire Skipworth. 6-3 on the putout, and going to third on the play is Snyder. Two out, however. And bottom of the third, tied 1-1. And that is Siegel, I believe, and Laverne in baseball. I don't know. They didn't give me the names of the teams, but I think that's right. If my connections are correct.
Your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home score connections.
Yes.
You can call it that. We don't have Twitter tonight.
Chris Parker has a question for the home plate umpire. And Snyder is over at third. They're two out. And Johnson is the batter. Had a sacrifice fly RBI in that opening frame. 2-1 Riverdale. We're in the bottom of the third. Blackman batting.
Who is that number 23 out on the far wall out there? Do you know? Jersey hanging up. I'm not sure who that
Probably
is.
David Price.
Okay. Now that's something right there.
Got an opportunity. I'll tell you about it in just a minute after this pitch here.
I'd like to hear it.
Here's the stretch. Here's the whine of the pitch. Swung on, grounder short. Ayers gobbles it up. Long throw across. Got him by about a step to retire Chance Johnson. No runs. There was a hit and one left at third. We've completed three. Our score, Riverdale 2, Blackman 1. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball right here on WGNS.
No one likes a hot car. This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
This is Eric. If your AC is on the fritz, let us check your climate control system.
For just $99.99, we will not only check for leaks, freon levels, and get your system cooling properly,
but we'll also change your oil and rotate your tires, all for just $99.99.
Stop in to see us at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS primetime sports coverage brought to you in part by Ideas Tees, the operators of Lightning's Locker Room. They're going to bring you this half inning, and they're located at 910 Ridgely Road. You just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's, and they can put your logo on just about anything. Screen printing and embroidery all done at Ideas Tees.
And Trevin Ayers leads off the fourth with a grounder to short. Snyder throws him out for round number one. So one pitch and one out here in the top of the fourth. Riverdale leads 2-1 in what is turning out to be a little bit of a pitching duel now. We thought maybe there was not going to be that way, but it looks like it's both pitchers have settled down quite a bit here. Drew Huff, the batter, reached on an error in the second. 0-for-1 as he stands in there. Austin Reynolds, the right-hander for Blackman, kicks and fires a curveball that's in there, 0-1. That has been his best pitch tonight.
Yeah, it is, and he's done it a lot, but it's worked for him a lot, so just keep it up. I know Riverdale King hit that double last night in the fifth off a breaking ball, though.
Here's the pitch. This time throws fastball and sails outside. Austin, and I saw this in the Braves game last night, Tommy Hansen throwing. His breaking ball was working better than his fastball. And there's a lot of concern about Tommy Hansen that fastball is not at 92, 93 anymore, and it's more like 89 and 90. They're swinging the fouls.
Coming off the injury, though, is that?
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes they conserve energy and they learn how to pitch and that kind of thing. So can't fault the results. He gave up two runs in five innings. Got to go longer than that, though.
Yeah, but early in the year it is, I thought it was a decent performance for him.
They had to have a win. So.
Yeah.
Two balls, two strikes. But you're right. They tried every way they could to try to give that away last night. I thought O'Flaherty was going to get rocked.
Yeah.
He kind of – you could see emotion in the Braves last night, though, which we – you know, a lot of people on the blogs are saying, you know, they don't play with much passion. But they did last night. There's a swing, a bouncer to the mound, and Reynolds going to just lob it over to first for out number two. 1-3 on the put out. Reynolds to Harrison, two away, and that brings up Trevor Ball. He reached on an error in the second. Really, the errors, with the exception of Blackman's run, the errors really haven't affected the score, to be quite honest.
No, they haven't at all, actually.
Here's the pitch. First ball drops down low, 1-0. Two runs, three hits, one error for Riverdale. One run, three hits, three errors for Blackman. Reynolds kicks and fires. Well, that breaking ball didn't break as much, but it was right down in there. Wow. Ball on a strike. Two out, nobody on, in the Riverdale fourth. Here's the pitch. The breaking ball sails a little high. Two balls, one strike.
Strike zone shrinks a little bit with ball in the box there.
Here's the 2-1. Fastball swung on, and they hit through the left side. So a two-out single by Ball. And that is hit number four for Riverdale. And goes to the top of the order, and Jonathan King. King is flied out and grounded out. He's 0 for 2. Got to be careful here with this guy. He's got some power.
And then look what's running behind him there, Brady and Swayze, and they've both had some pretty good hits today. Swayze with the double in the first, and then the double for Brady there in the third. Lots of power in this early part of the lineup for Riverdale.
King, left-handed batter. The only left-handed batter I recall for Riverdale. Takes the ball, 1-0. He may get a steady diet of breaking balls, but like you said, Rafferty, last night he clobbered one.
And he was expecting it, too, so maybe he'll be expecting another one here.
Throw over, runner back. Trevor Ball. 2-1 Riverdale, we are in the top of the fourth. The sun has not settled yet, and I'm already with gloves and coats on. Pitches outside with a fastball. Two balls, no strikes. He's pitching carefully to Jonathan King here with two away.
I think King signed with Georgia Tech, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not 100% sure. I believe that's where he's going.
Here's the stretch. 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball in there, 2-1. Ball doesn't have a very big lead down there at first base. This is the second game of a three-game series, and Riverdale won the first game last night, 2-1 behind this gentleman that's batting, Jonathan King. Here's the 2-1. That one sails outside. Now to count 3-1. Siegel shutdown and a no-hitter by Schultz last night. Ryan Schultz, 5-0. Oakland beat Smyrna 9-4. And Siegel and Laverne are tied 1-1 in tonight, and Smyrna leading Oakland 1-0. Check and see if Mr. Barrett's giving you an update on that score. There's a strike. King taking all the way. Three balls, two strikes.
Nothing yet. He may, though. We'll have to see.
Yeah, he's probably taking a nap.
Relaxing.
Three balls, two strikes, the count.
He was hard at work today, though, when I ran over by the station.
Doing a lot of painting, doing a lot of all kinds of things.
A lot of home improvements or station improvements.
Here's the throw over. Runner, ball gets away, and Harrison going to have to chase it down, but not before ball gets down there to second. Kind of a late delay on both of them. Another error. And I'm thinking that was on the swipe, I think. I think when he made the swipe, it just went out of his glove. So runner at second, some insurance runs for Riverdale. Leading 2-1. Pitch, walked him.
Oh.
The crowd thought it was a strike, and quite honestly, I thought it was too. So King is on. Runners at first and second, two out, and Thomas Brady, the batter here in the fourth, grounded to short, and he's doubled. 1-for-2.
Right here, Blackman's kind of walking into a little bit of trouble, as we mentioned. A lot of power here. Good hitters for Riverdale.
Two out trouble as well. Reynolds is going to have to bear down if he's going to get out of the fourth. Now time is called. Brady steps out. Brady comes in with a .483 batting average. Here's the pitch. Fastball, swung on, swung late. And he's out in front 0-1. One homer, 13 RBIs for Mr. Brady. Right-handed batter.
Leads the team in hits, though.
Has one tonight. One more tonight will score a run. Breaking pitch, getting a little up high in this inning.
It is. That's about to say third or fourth time I've seen that breaking ball kind of stay up and rather than dropping down in that zone. I don't know if that's a sign of something or just struggling on the location.
King at first, ball at second. Two out. Checking the runners. Here's the pitch. Swung on, blooped to short, but Snyder going to get the force. Did he hold on in time? Yes. They say Fleener held on to it. Wow, that was close.
Yep.
No runs, a hit. There was a walk and two. Warriors left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Riverdale leading 2-1.
It's spring cleaning week at Lightning's Locker Room. Through Saturday, buy one item at regular price, get the next equal or lower priced item 50% off. That's right, this week only, buy one item at regular price, get the next equal or lower priced item 50% off. Lightning's Locker Room, off-campus location, just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's onto Richley Road, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and Saturday on campus, 10 to 5. Don't miss the big spring cleaning sale at Lightning's Locker Room this week only.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tune in next time for the First Bank pregame show, First Bank where you matter most. Coming up is the Prentice Awesome. And we go to the bottom of the fourth for Blackman. It'll be Austin Reynolds, Logan Fleener, and Alex Brown, the 5-6-7 hitters. And Riverdale leads Independent 16-0 after two innings of play in softball. So they're the Warriors, Lady Warriors, having no problem with Independence. And that's after two. And a strike called here to Austin Reynolds. Grounded short his first time. He's 0-for-1. Here's the pitch. That one sails down a little low. Colin Snyder with a 2-1 lead for Riverdale here in the bottom of the fourth. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Smyrna Oakland tied after, or make that Smyrna leading 1-0 after one. Signal Laverne tied 1-1 in baseball. In softball, Riverdale leading 16-0 over Independence after two. And got another update here from Larry Rafferty. He's been out scouting. Swing and a miss by Reynolds. Count even, two balls, two strikes. 1-0 Blackman in softball after two over the Stars. Just right down the road. You ran
it
that quick.
It says Siegel here, but did you run kind of looks like Laverne over there.
I believe Blackman. It is Laverne.
Yeah.
There's a swing and a miss, and going down is Austin Reynolds. Strikeout. That's the second strikeout for Snyder. And brings up Logan Fleener, who grounded a second his first time up. So Blackman leading Laverne 1-0. Blackman playing back-to-back. Two to one here, Riverdale leading. And the pitch from Snyder kind of goes three quarters a little bit, doesn't he?
Or it does.
Drops down just a little. One ball, no strikes.
I do have to remind you, you had a story to tell me.
I will tell you about that David Price number out there. Here's the pitch. Low ball. I think it was like the first year that we were, one of the first years when Jeff started. Jeff Jordan. Ball rolling with spring sports. And I had an opportunity to come out here. It was one of the first games I had an opportunity to do. And lo and behold, David Price was on the mound.
Spectacular.
Here's the pitch. Grounded to short. Airs up with it. Throw to first in time for out number two. 6-3 on that put out. Ayers has made a lot of good plays tonight out there at short.
Huff has two out there at third base.
1-0 was the score.
1-0.
David Price.
Okay.
That game, 1-0.
All right.
I think he gave up 2 hits.
I do remember you all talking about maybe
14 strikeouts, something like that. It was unbelievable.
Okay.
We knew he was
one of the better performances you've seen at
yes.
high school level.
Yeah, we knew he was something special when we saw him. I think he was a junior at the time. Here's the pitch by Snyder, who's, speaking of pitching pretty well, it's Colin Snyder's doing a pretty good job here. He's got a 2-1 lead, and he's got two out here in the bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, I think he's doing a little bit better as the game rolls on.
Came into this game 0-2 on the year. Austin Reynolds, another good pitcher out there for Blackman. Really pitched well. Strike call and had to pitch with a few errors behind him tonight. And we've kind of gotten, for the most part, gotten out of it.
Uh-huh.
1-1. 2 out. Here's the 1-1. And just low. 2-1.
Got choked on my water there.
2-1 pitch. Swung on. He went after a low pitch and grounds it foul. Count even, 2-2. Riverdale, that's a road trip for the Lady Warriors tonight in softball.
Yeah, it is. We went out there for football, didn't we?
I think they're going to make fast time out there at Independence tonight. Swing and a miss. Alex Brown, 2 strikeouts in that inning. 3-up, 3-down inning for Colin Snyder. We've completed 4 innings of play now, and we have Riverdale 2 and Blackman 1. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball. No, I'm sorry. 2 out. Excuse me. Yeah, that's it. We'll take a break. It's 2-1. Scared me there for a minute.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, Rick's Barbecue, Gil's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Park's Auction.
Remember to get one of those barbecue on baked potatoes with white sauce.
I've heard, you know who's told me this? Brian. It's a favorite of Brian Barrett's as well.
Well, you know where you got that from, don't you?
Yeah.
That's just like baseball lingo. Same thing. Does it all the time. 0-1.
That does sound good, though.
That sauce has got a kick to it.
Is it spicy kick?
It's not really spicy when you eat it. It's a mystery sauce. I don't know. It's unbelievable. Rick's Barbecue. 2 locations.
Well, if I like it, I'll pay you to figure out what the mystery sauce, what's in it, though.
Yeah.
Just to figure it out.
I don't know if he's going to tell, but a ball and a strike to count. Yeah, Brian took credit for the baked potato and the turkey thing. Well, I think he did. I got to come back on that a little bit. He liked the barbecue. I introduced him to the sauce.
Okay.
He did the barbecue and the baked potato stuff.
Okay.
But
the
I said, let's throw a little sauce on there, big boy. And the pitch is outside. 2-2 to Austin Reynolds. Right now, trailing 2-1 to Riverdale. Here in the top of the fifth, he's pitched well. Giving up 4 hits. Here's the wind and the pitch. Walked him. So a leadoff walk to Austin Swayze. Austin came in with a double and reached on an error. And he's 1-for-2 on the evening. He's down there at first, or Mr. Watkins is going to be running for him. And Watkins was a pivotal part of that run that scored, that go-ahead run. Stole a base and then scored on a sacrifice fly from Stevens. Taylor Walker struck out and reached on a fielder's choice. He's 0-for-2, stepping in there against Austin Reynolds. Watkins with the lead at first. There's nobody out here in the fifth. If you're a Blackman fan, you can't afford to give them any more runs. If you're Riverdale, you want to try to get as many as you can here, and the pitch is a ball, 1-0. No, he went around. I said, think you tipped it. 0-1.
2 walks given up for Reynolds tonight, 1 in the 4th, and then that one just now to Swayze here in the fifth. So possible sign of fatigue, maybe. You don't know, but he's had a couple of them get away from him in the past couple of innings.
Well,
so
both pitchers, for the most part, have had runners on every inning.
Yeah.
Barry Messer went down to talk to Taylor Walker a little bit. I don't know that he'd be bunting. He's your cleanup hitter, but he might. 0-1 pitch on the way. Watkins not going. A strike is called right in on his hands. And it's 0-2. Tomorrow night, we travel to Eagleville. We are traveling everywhere. Yes. Eagleville softball tomorrow night, Middle Tennessee Christian School. First time we've gotten to see Eagleville softball or MTCS softball, so we're looking forward to that.
That's a WGNS first.
Exclusive,
ever.
That's right. 0-2 the count. Watkins at first. Reynolds looks over there. See if Watkins goes on this pitch. Does not throw over. Runner back. 2-1 Riverdale. We're in the top of the fifth. They are batting. Here's the wind in the pitch. Swung on. High fastball roped in the left. Picked up there by Brown. Runners at first and second. So the fifth Riverdale hit, and Riverdale again threatening in the fifth. Brings up Ronnie Stevens. That was a high fastball that Walker just kind of tomahawked out there. Got it up in his eyes, and that's where a hitter likes it, like that.
Yeah, he got a piece of it, and it was a good rip. And now an excellent start for Riverdale here.
Brings up Ronnie Stevens, the villain. If you're for Blackman, he is hurt you badly tonight. A home run and a sacrifice fly driven in both runs. And he's got ducks on the pond here.
Possible Loveless Fine photographer. Photography player of the game.
Yeah, you're going stretching out there early with that, but yeah,
I am,
right now at the early favorite.
We'll go possibility, yes.
Possibility, early favorite. Well, there was controversy all over the place last night in last night's game. You and Brian with the players of the
we
game.
We couldn't agree on
controversial.
Anything.
Wow. If I ran off the road, it was so controversial. Runners get their lead. Here's the pitch. Outside a ball to Stevens. Led off the second with a home run to tie the game up and put Riverdale in the lead in the third with a sacrifice RBI to center. 1-0 the count to him. Trevathan would be next. The stretch by Reynolds, the check of the runners. Here's the pitch. Showed bunt. Didn't go. And the count now 2-0. So the wheels are spinning here. Off of Coach Messer. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Looks at bunt again and lays it down. Coming up with it. It's going to be a tough play. He's got him at first. Dylan Hughes on a super play. However, the runners do move up, so the sacrifice works. That was bang, bang down at first. So down at third is Watkins. Walker goes to second. And Joy Trevathan with a chance to put two big insurance runs on the board for Riverdale. They lead it 2-1 here in the fifth. John Dinkins, Rafferty Cleary here with all the action for you. Brian will join me tomorrow night for softball from Eagleville. The Lady Cougars and the Lady Eagles battling it out tomorrow night. Pitch is swung on, foul to back. Joy had a nice cut there. It's 0-1. One out. Swayze led off with a walk. Pinch run four by Watkins. Walker lined a single to left, and Stevens bunted him to second and third.
Trevathan, not a bad option to have here, though. You know, he's got two on the year, two home runs. Pretty good little batting average at .410.
Kind of what you call a clutch hitter.
Mm-hmm.
This is a situation he likes. Ball and a strike to count as that one sails outside. Good third baseman. Joy, last year, I think he played third, and now he's in left. I may be wrong. I've been wrong before. It's just old age. Here's the pitch. Fastball late on it, and he's out in front of Trevathan. One ball, two strikes. Trying to get two runs in for Riverdale. They lead it 2-1 in the fifth. Ayers would be next. One out. Barry Messer wanting him to make contact here. 1-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up, back this way toward Rafferty's head. Think you're all right, though.
I was trying to make that catch.
Back toward the concession stand. You didn't flinch, though. I was proud of you.
Yeah, I can't make the catch without getting up either. So it's a difficult
one. You do have this equipment's going with you, you know.
We're just going to have to put both our arms out in that case right there.
One ball, two strikes to count to Joy Trevathan. The stretch by Reynolds. Here's the pitch. Into the dirt. Good stop by Skipworth. Count even now. Two balls, two strikes. Two runs on five hits for Riverdale. One run on three hits for Blackman. And, boy, this is a golden opportunity if you're the Riverdale Warriors. Reynolds trying to pitch his way out of it. Here's the stretch. The 2-2 pitch. Into the dirt again. Count now full, 3-2. Braves baseball will follow right after this game tonight, which at this rate, unless there's extra innings, which I just did it to ourselves by doing that, by saying that. But
by jinxing?
Yeah.
Jinxing us?
You can do that quite easily. We'll join them sometime after 8 tonight. Smyrna, Oakland, bottom of the third on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. 1-1, bottom of the third. They got a good one going on there. Count is full now to Trevathan. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up again. This is a pretty good at-bat by Joy Trevathan.
Yeah, he's batting.
Hanging alive, isn't he?
I like to know the pitch count in this, just this at-bat alone.
Lights have been on for quite a while. The sun is settling down, and we're going to be in darkness in just a little bit.
And I'll admit, I'm absolutely freezing now.
That's all you brought, isn't it?
Well,
tough guy.
I thought it would be enough.
Yeah, tough guy.
That's what I said when I got out of the car, but it's obviously not doing it for me.
You laughed at me early, didn't you? I know
yeah.
You did. 3-2 pitch. Stayed alive, and I don't know how. Boy, that was a great at-bat right there. Count still full. Three balls, two strikes. That was a strikeout pitch, and Trevathan just got a piece of it to stay alive. Watkins at third. Walker at second. One out. 2-1. Riverdale leads. Trying to get more here in the top of the fifth. Umpire gets ready, steps back in. So does Joy, Trevathan, and Reynolds. The pitch to the plate. Fastball lined into left field, a base hit down the left field line. One run is in. Here comes Walker. He'll score. And it's a one-out single, driving in two runs for Joy Trevathan.
Trevathan's ecstatic over there on first, but why wouldn't you be? You battle like that as a batter, and you come out, and then you smack one on down the left field line. Good hit by Trevathan. Two runs in now for Riverdale.
A great at-bat by Joy Trevathan. What can you say? He fouled off probably 8 or 9 pitches in that at-bat. And that brings up Trevin Ayers with Trevathan at first. And one out, inning not over. 4-1, Riverdale now with the lead by 3. Trevathan gets his lead. Here's the pitch by Reynolds. Fastball's up high, 1-0. 1-1, Smyrna, Oakland. In baseball, bottom of the third, tied up. Riverdale leading Independent 16-0 in softball. That was after 2. Blackman girls in softball over Laverne, 1-0.
Then we've got a final, Riverdale 17, Independence nothing, and that's in softball there, Riverdale 17.
Yeah, ended it in 3, didn't they?
Yep.
All right, so that's a final. 17-0, Riverdale Lady Warriors, winners.
And that's, I guess, a good win for Riverdale because they're coming off those 2 losses, and I think we're actually now going to have a switch here.
Our cellular concept. Pitching change. Coach has made the Sprint by Cellular Concepts call to the bullpen, 893-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts on Medical Center Parkway behind Red Robin, Middle Tennessee Boulevard by the college, and in Smyrna's Target Shopping Center. And we're going to be back, and we'll tell you about the new pitcher. As we continue, it's Riverdale 4, Blackman 1. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service.
Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student-athletes.
This is Chuck Lewis with First Bank. If you're like me with a child graduating soon, you want them to succeed at the next level. With our First Rewards checking account, they'll be able to access their funds with unlimited ATM refunds at any ATM in the U.S. There is no minimum balance requirement or monthly service charge to keep up with, so they can focus on the challenges at hand. So whether you're graduating or ready to get smart with your money, come see us at First Bank, where you matter most. Member FDIC.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage brought to you in part by IDST, the operators of Lightning's Locker Room. They're bringing you this half inning right now with the pitching change. IDST is located at 910 Ridgely Road. Just turn off broad between Chewy's and Chili's, and they can put your logo on just about anything. Screen printing and embroidery, all done at Ida's Tees.
Blackman has a new pitcher on the mound. It's Hayden Hovatter. And the right-hander's first pitch is a ball. It's 2-0. Airs the batter, grounded to short twice tonight. He's got a runner at first and one out. Joy Trevathan has driven in two runs this inning. That pitch sails high. And count now 3-0. Airs, then Huff, then ball. The next three for Riverdale. And Rafferty's going to give us an update on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. And he walked him. And runners at first and second.
Baseball scores for you here. We've got Siegel at Laverne right now. Siegel leading Laverne 3-2 after five. And again, Smyrna at Oakland. We've got a 1-0. No, it's 1-1 after three in that one, I think is what we had. And now Riverdale, of course, beat Independence in softball 17-0, and that was a final in three innings. And then right over next to us, Laverne battling Blackman in softball, and we had a 0-1 Blackman lead after two, and that's all we've got for you right now.
Here's the pitch. A strike is called to Drew Huff. Drew has reached on an error, and he's grounded to the pitcher. He's 0-2. Got an opportunity here with runners at first and second. And only one out. 4-1, Riverdale leading it. New pitcher, Hovatter. Winds, and here's the pitch. A strike is called. Breaking ball in there. And it's 0-2. Hovatter gets a look from Snyder down at short. See if they got a play on. Huff steps back in there. Here's the 0-2 into the dirt. Nice stop by Skipworth. Four runs on six hits. One run, three hits for Blackman. Riverdale leading it 4-1. We're in the top of the fifth. And the runner at second and first belong to Austin Reynolds. He went 4 1/3 innings. But those two runs out there, if they score, are his. And they're going to move up as the ball gets away. Wild pitch. So Trevathan goes to third, and going to second is Ayers. And it's a 2-2 count to Huff.
Right now Reynolds gave up four runs, five hits, two strikeouts, and two walks. But as you said, there's two people that are dependent on that final outcome there.
Yeah, the runners out there at second and third are his responsibility. Hovatter tying his shoestring as we have a little break in the action. Well, that's back-to-back shutouts for the Riverdale Warriors in softball. They won last night 10-0 over Laverne and won over Independence tonight 17-0 in three innings. I think Usselton got that shutout last night. Albritton probably went tonight. Here's the pitch, down low. Count now full, three balls, two strikes. He had him in the hole, 0-2, now it's full. Riverdale 4, Blackman 1. Riverdale batting here in the fifth. Here's the stretch. And now the pitch. Swung on, lined into center, and it's going to fall in for a hit. Cutting it off over there is Johnson. A run's going to score. Trevathan is going to score run number five. And stopping over at third will be Ayers. So an RBI single for Huff. That was a good at bat as well, Rafferty. Those Riverdale Warriors are hanging in there when it comes to at bats. He was down 0-2 on the count, and wound up getting it full and then singled, drove in a run. And Drew is down at first. That brings up Trevor Ball. He's reached on an error and singled. 1-2. And he may be bunting them over. One out. Riverdale has exploded here with three runs in the fifth. Couple of walks in the inning have hurt. So the final, let's say one more run out there, another runner to Reynolds is down there at third. That's Ayers.
I got a Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update here in just a moment.
Here's the pitch. He does bunt. Bunts it foul. And he's out in front 0-1.
Smyrna 5, Oakland 1 in baseball, I believe. And that's the top of the fourth. Smyrna hit to the right field wall and scored four, and it was an inside the park home run. So an odd scenario there. You don't see that very often, but Smyrna 5, Oakland 1, top of the fourth in baseball.
All right, that on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Thank you, Rafferty. Here it's 5-1 Riverdale with runners at first and third and one out. Blackman trying to get out of this inning without any further damage. Pitch is down in the dirt outside. Count even. One ball, one strike to Trevor Ball. Top of the order due up next. Doesn't get any easier for Hayden Hovatter.
What's the spelling on that last name? I'll ask you.
H-O-V-A-T-E-R. Hovatter.
All righty.
Here's the pitch. Sails outside. Two balls, one strike. Three hits in the inning, two walks. It's been a sacrifice. That bunt by Stevens was big in this inning as well. 5-1 Riverdale. Going for win number five in the district. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball down low. Three balls and a strike. Another bad one loads him up for Jonathan King. Hovatter taking his time. He's in a jam here. Skipworth gets the signals. Here's the 3-1. That one sails high. Another walk, and the bases are loaded. Well, if you're writing a script, this is what you want if you're a Riverdale Warrior fan. You've got the bases loaded and Jonathan King, the batter. King has walked, flied out, and he's grounded to short. He's 0-2. And now Chris Parker going to come out, and he's going to make another cellular concept call to the bullpen. That's the second one this inning. 893-2355, sprint by Cellular Concepts on Medical Center Parkway behind Red Robin, Middle Tennessee Boulevard by the college, and in Smyrna's Target Shopping Center. The new pitcher we'll talk about as when we come back. It's 5-1 Riverdale. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced, professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Prep Sports, right here on WGNS, is brought to you in part by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, Rick's Barbecue, one of John's favorites, Gilze's Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Park's Auction.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update, Rafferty. Siegel in baseball leading Laverne 3-1. That's in the fourth on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Siegel 3, Laverne 1. New pitcher for Blackman is Casey Wheeler. Third pitcher used in this inning. Reynolds started, pitched well, got in a jam here in the fifth, and now Riverdale has got the bases loaded. 0-1 count to Jonathan King. Breaking ball, misses inside. One ball, one strike. Reynolds winds up. Five runs on him. Mm-hmm. The runner at third still belongs to Reynolds. The other two runners are the responsibility of Hovatter. Wheeler steps off the rubber. Now we're ready. King also steps out. Bases full of Warriors in a 5-1 Warrior lead here in the fifth. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Sails outside. Two balls and a strike. No place to put King, Rafferty. They're loaded.
This is not who you want to see either. If you're any a pitcher for Blackman, it's just a real bad, bad situation. King's got the power.
Well, you got to throw strikes.
Yeah, well, that's one thing. You got to throw strikes. Yeah.
That one down low, three balls and a strike. Jonathan King in the driver's seat right now.
You got to think it's tough for any pitcher to come in here in the middle of a ball game. It's cold. The weather's not what you're used to. Your arm, especially for a pitcher, is not completely warmed up. But
been three hits in the inning, three walks. Here's the pitch, and he lost him. Run's going to score. As Jonathan King gets an RBI with a walk. And now we're getting to the point of batting around here in this inning.
So that was Reynolds' run there. That went to him.
So he's finished for the night. He gives up six runs on the night.
Five hits, two strikeouts, two walks, and four and a third.
There's one out still here in the fifth. And Thomas Brady grounded to short twice, and he's doubled. One for three. Base is still full of Warriors. There's a strike call from Wheeler. Swayze got all this thing started with walks. What do they say about walks? Base on balls will kill you. Here's the pitch. Into the dirt. Ball gets away. They're going to send him down at third. And scoring on the play is Drew Huff. So Huff comes in. And now it's 7-1 Riverdale. And getting an RBI, well, they do not have an RBI. It's a wild pitch. So runners are at second and third. There's still one out. Brady still batting. That's King down at second.
That run goes to
Hovatter. Ball at third. That'll be charged to Hovatter. I'm sorry. Yes, that's right, Hovatter.
I think the guy on third will
be
as well.
That's Hayden's. Two balls and a strike here to Thomas Brady. Right-handed batter steps back in there. Here's the pitch. Low. Wheeler misses, and it's 3-1. There is a base open now. That's the good news for Blackman. The bad news is you load them back up again.
Braves should be underway now. Is that right? Something like that. Just getting underway. I don't know.
Facing a lefty. I don't like the odds with the Braves against left-handers. No. Pitches a ball, and he walked in. Well, the wheels have kind of fallen apart here for Blackman. Brady walks. Fifth walk of the inning. It brings up Swayze.
Now batting, catcher number 22, Austin Swayze.
So Austin getting to get an opportunity to bat twice in an inning. He got all this thing going here in this fifth inning with a walk to lead off. Watkins ran for him and scored. Walters is in to run at second base for King. Brady at first. Down at third is Trevor Ball. And Barry Metzer talking to the home plate umpire and checking and making sure what's going on. Let's update our scoreboard here. We had 3-1 Siegel over Laverne in baseball. Yep. That was in the fourth. 5-1 Smyrna over Oakland in the fourth. And we had, in softball, Riverdale defeated Independence tonight 17-0 in three innings. And Blackman just right down the road here from us, 1-0 over Siegel. That was in the second. We'll try to get an update on that game here, too, as well. Bases are loaded full of Warriors in a 7-1 Riverdale lead. And Casey Wheeler and in all kinds of trouble, kicks and fires. Pitches a strike call on the outside corner to Swayze. Austin doubled, reached on an error, and he's walked. He's 1-for-2. However, his pinch runner for him, Watkins, had scored twice. Here's the wind in the pitch. Swayze takes the ball. 1-1. I mentioned that Jonathan King was a left-handed batter, and Swayze also a left-hander. Only the two in the lineup. In key spots, leadoff hitter and the number three hitter. Here's the 1-1. There's a strike down in front of Swayze. 1-2. Rafferty, I look for Swayze to be swinging here.
Oh, yes.
Get something to his liking. Ball at third. Walters at second. Brady at first. And stepping off the mound is Wheeler. Going to set things back up. It's a 1-2 count to Swayze. 7-1 Riverdale. We're in the fifth. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball, just missed. Wow, that was close.
I thought that might have been one of the better pitches he's tossed down there since he's been on the bump.
2-2. Wheeler gets the sign from Skipworth. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Swayze strikes out. So a big strikeout for Casey Wheeler here. Second out of the inning. That's his first strikeout. That's the third of the game for Blackman pitchers. And brings up Taylor Walker, the first baseman. Struck out in the first. Reached on a fielder's choice in the third. Singled in the fifth. And scored a run in that fifth or in this fifth inning. Pitch. Ball. 1-0. Taylor ripped a single to left in this fifth inning on a high fastball. Two out. Here's the pitch. Inside. 2-0. Bases loaded. Wheeler. The advantage that the Warriors have, they know he's got to throw strikes, so he's going to have to be somewhere around the plate. 5 runs have come across here in this fifth inning for Riverdale. Pitches down low. 3-0. The count. Here's the wind and the pitch. Fastball inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Make that 3-1. Tomorrow night, don't forget to join us for softball. That'll be a 6 o'clock start, and we'll probably barely miss the Braves game. We'll probably I think they're off tomorrow. Maybe they're off or
I would think they would be.
Or they play an afternoon game one.
We'll have Milwaukee coming up soon for their first home.
Well, just walked Taylor Walker. He gets an RBI with that walk. And it's 8-1. And that brings up Ronnie Stevens. Let's see. 11th man in this inning. In this huge fifth inning. 8-1 Riverdale. Here's the pitch. Did they hit him? No, but a ball gets away. Another run's going to score. 9-1 Warriors. Wild pitch. Another run is in.
It's Walters who came in there.
It has not been a pretty inning for the Blackman Blaze, and Chris Parker is going to make another walk to that bullpen here. Let's see if he's going to make a change, and he is, as Casey Wheeler is going to go back to the dugout, and we're going to have a new pitcher. Coach has made the Sprint by Cellular Concepts call to the bullpen, 893-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts, Several locations, Medical Center Parkway behind Red Robin, Middle Tennessee Boulevard by the college, and in Smyrna's Target Shopping Center. And we'll be back. It's 9-1 Riverdale in the top of the fifth. We'll be back.
The team of chefs at Paleo's Grill invite you to the new Murfreesboro location on Northwest Broad, just down from Jackson Heights. Stop in and try one of their made-from-scratch entrees featuring steaks, Italian, seafood, and Southern comforts. Some of their freshly prepared greats, Nana's lasagna made from old family recipes, fish and chips, smoked maple-glazed pork chop, fried green tomatoes, just to name a few. Come taste the Paleo's difference with casual dining for lunch and dinner daily. Paleo's, always fresh, always delicious.
The Smyrna Bowling Center, a great place to take the family for fun.
Bright and colorful and not dimly lit like the bowling alleys of old. The fun never ends.
Mark Hubbock is general manager at the Smyrna Bowling Center and says anybody can bowl.
From small children all the way up to senior citizens, anybody can do this sport. It's a great activity. You know, you're taking a 12 to 16 pound bowling ball for most people and rolling it down the lane, three game series, you're going to lift quite a bit of weight.
Come on, let's have fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, located just off Sam Ridley at 721 President Place. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Monty King. You can call him at 220-2210.
All right, Rafferty Cleary, thank you very much. John Dinkins here from Blackman High School. It's 9-1 Riverdale here in the top of the fifth, two out. And Matt Rossi is the new pitcher, right-hander. And he is one, two, three, four, the fourth pitcher used by Chris Parker here in this fifth inning. Seven-run fifth inning has broken this game wide open. And stepping in is Ronnie Stevens. He's had a good night. A leadoff homer in the second, RBI sacrifice fly in the third, and a bunt in the fifth here in this fifth inning. My scorecard is getting very confusing. Brady's at third. Over at second is Walker. 6 walks in this inning by Blackman pitchers. Good luck with that pitching line tonight at the end of the game. Rafferty, just want to tell you.
Trying to keep up with it.
You're doing a good job. You're hanging in there. Rossi with a 3-0 count here to Stevens. Ronnie has not swung the bat yet. Here's a wind in the pitch. Down low, walked him. So bases are loaded again. So Stevens is on, and Joy Trevathan singled in this fifth inning, drove in 2 runs. That kind of got the thing going. He drove in the first 2 runs to make it 4-1, and from here there on in, it's been all Riverdale. It's 9-1 here in the fifth. Blackman trying to get that elusive second out. Rossi kicks and fires. Fastball in there for a strike. It's 0-1.
I don't want to say it early like I have already, but, you know, Trevathan might be a shift change, possibly.
Oh, yeah, that could be possible. Now, that's...
But it's not definite, so...
Here's
not
the pitch.
It's not a spoiler.
Boy, you like to go... You like to jump early on that, don't you? You know, just...
It builds excitement to the broadcast, I feel.
Okay.
Because, you know, everyone's sitting around wanting to know who we're going to pick.
Yeah, they're
the
just there on the edge of their seats, aren't they? 9-1 here. Trevathan with a 1-1 count. Rossi kicks and fires outside and high. 2 balls, 1 strike. It has been a long inning for the Blackman Blaze here in the fifth.
It has. And if you think about it, there's all but 2 who have not scored on their lineup in this inning here in the fifth.
2-1 pitch, breaking ball, sails a little high, and 3-1 the count now, and no place to put Trevathan. He steps back in there. Here's the stretch, and the 3-1 pitch from Rossi. Swung on, there's a foul ball foul down the left field line. Count full now, runners will be going.
And
Rafferty, anything in the gap, when the runners are going like this, they could score all three runs.
Yeah, I was about to say, I mean, that hit right there was just inches away from being fair, and that was inches away from disaster, really.
Two out in the fifth, Riverdale batting. They've scored seven here in the fifth inning to lead 9-1 on our State Farm Prep baseball game tonight from Blackman High School. Rossi, the fourth reliever used. Here's the pitch. Swung on. That ball is well hit. It is going to be a foul ball down the left field line. He hit that a mile. Three balls, two strikes. Remains the count to Joy Trevathan. Struck out, grounded the second and the third, and singled, of course, here in the fifth, drove in two. He is one for three. It was a pitching duel for a while.
And Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Baseball, top of the fifth, Smyrna High School 5, Oakland High School 1, and that's in the top of the fifth right now.
All right, little has changed in that game. Here's the pitch. And I think they... I don't know what happened there.
I'm not sure. At first, I thought it
might have... I think he fouled it off.
Yeah, off the very bottom of that bat there.
It got blocked a little bit by my view on that one. We got some luxury box seats in front of us here at Blackman.
Pretty good. I like them, but like you said earlier, just split a couple rows.
Yeah, it makes it a little tough on the nets, although it ain't been too bad.
That really hasn't.
Here's a pitch. Boy, he is lining them fouled out there. Had some good cuts, pulling it.
This is, like
I do want to thank Blackman setting up a table for us tonight. And Scott Lawless does a great job out here helping me. And all kinds of
things.
The
Brian,
administration does a good job in helping out.
Thank Brian for giving the heads up.
You know. Three balls, two strikes. Bases are loaded. And here's the pitch. Runners are going. He walked him. Another run is in. So Trevathan draws a walk and another RBI. And Brady scores from third. And down to third goes Walker.
And everyone but Ronnie Stevens has scored here in the fifth for Riverdale.
And he's down at second, so he's got an opportunity.
Jonathan King hasn't scored. Walters came in and ran for him, so I guess still, though, everyone in the lineup.
Seven walks in this inning. I think that's right. Have you got that?
Seven walks? Was only two before the first pitching change.
Pitch from Rossi. Swung on. Bouncer through the right side. A base hit. Walker's going to score. Stevens is going to score. It's 11-1. Make that 12-1. Is it 12-1?
Yes.
12-1. So a big hit there from Trevin Ayers. He's walked and singled in this inning. Got a couple RBIs as well. He's also scored a run earlier in this game, in this inning. And let me try to run down here. Walker scores. Stevens scores.
Not very often you score twice in the same inning, and that's exactly what Walker just did coming in to for.
Sure did.
Yeah, and that's pretty crazy stuff there.
10-run fifth inning for Riverdale. It's 12-1 Warriors.
Soccer score for you here on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Central Magnet defeats Mount Juliet Christian, 1-0 to remain undefeated in soccer. So Central Magnet is undefeated right now on their soccer season.
Got a pinch hitter here. Caleb Swayze is going to bat for Drew Huff. And the left-handed batter, the pitch to him is a strike call from Rossi. Trevathan down at second. Ayers at first. Only three. There have been four hits in the inning. Eight walks. 10 runs. 12-1 Riverdale. Top of the fifth. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Gets away. Skipworth finds it, but not before the runners advance. So Trevathan down to third. And Ayers down at second. we're going to have a hard, I'm going to have a hard time finding the Loveless Five photography player of the game. I can't read their stats.
I know it.
You did the proper thing, though. You went on to the, you know.
Next one?
Yeah. I was trying to save it if I could, but.
I don't like to do that.
Yeah,
but.
that's probably a bad choice on my part. 12-1 Riverdale. We are in the top of the fifth. Two out. The pitch from Rossi is a breaking ball that sails in there for a strike. And it's 1-2 to Caleb Swayze.
An unfamiliar situation for Blackman pitchers now. They've got a good lead on the batter finally.
Rossi looks in to Skipworth, trying to get Blackman out of this inning. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Swung on, foul back right at us. Count remains, a ball, two strikes. Riverdale won the opener last night, 2-1. That was at Riverdale behind Jonathan King's good pitching work. And tonight, Colin Snyder finds himself with a 12-1 lead here in the fifth. But he's been sitting in that dugout for a while. We'll see whether Barry Messer lets him go back out there in the bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Pretty well hit by Swayze. Back, and back is Johnson and makes the leaping catch for out number three. But not before Riverdale scores 10 runs. There were, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 hits, 8 walks in that inning. We're going to the bottom of the fifth. Riverdale leads Blackman 12-1. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
You want a trusted TV service, right? You know, one that has all the best movie channels, sports packages, and local coverage, but not sure who to call in Middle Tennessee? Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. With the ability to bundle together what fits your entertainment needs, Intersource provides TV, internet, phone, home theater, and best of all, local service, including DirecTV, Dish Network, Xfinity, Charter, and Ring Central. So call 815-1800 and talk to a real representative. 815-1800. If you want the best, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
Hello, my name is Henry Golzinski, and I'm the owner of Franklin's Printing. We know in this economy that our customers really need to get the most out of every dollar they're spending on printing. That's why we have installed some of the most efficient printing equipment we can obtain to help lower cost and increase efficiency. Two of our most recent acquisitions are new high-speed folder, high-speed black and white printers for short runs. My goal is to be the most competitive and give the best service of any printer in this region. If you don't think I'm serious, call me now. I'm Henry Golzinski at Franklin's Printing.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
On WGNS is brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza, Craig's Tax Service, and AG's Sporting Goods. I knew I'd fumble once or twice there.
Well, just once.
Yeah, that was the only one tonight.
I've got it recorded. There's the pitch strike call to Snyder. Pitching to Dylan Hughes, who singled in the second.
Sir Pizza's got it recorded.
Colin Snyder. Yes. Hit down the right field line, but foul. So Dylan Hughes has a 2-1 count to him. Hughes, Harrison, and the top of the order, Snyder. The Blaze have 3 hits on the evening. One of the walks just killed Blackman in that inning, and I guess the total, I think, is probably 11 maybe.
Count them up real quick for
you. 2-1 pitch. Swung on, fly ball in the left field. Tough play. Drops in for a base hit. Just out of the reach of Ayers. So leadoff single for Hughes. So a good start for the Blaze. It's the fourth Blackman hit that brings up Harrison. Grounded to third. And a pinch hitter here, Hayden Hovatter.
Total walks.
Harrison Hovatter, excuse me. 9 walks?
Yeah, but I could be a little
That's
off.
That's close. I'm thinking maybe 10. There were 8 in that inning. But, it just fell apart for Blackman in the fifth. Bottom of the fifth, Riverdale leads 12-1. Leadoff single for Dylan Hughes, and the batter is Harrison Hovatter.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Lady Patriots lead 5-4 in the bottom of the fifth in softball. So Lady Patriots up 5-4, bottom of the fifth. And I guess that is against Smyrna. I don't know.
I don't have that with me there. And going out to talk is Swayze. He's going to be talking out there to Colin Snyder. Harrison Hovatter, the batter, with Dylan Hughes over at first. Blackman trails at 12-1. They're batting here in the bottom of the fifth. They need base runners and a lot of them. Colin Snyder's gone all the way for Riverdale, trying to nail it down here in the bottom of the fifth.
Oakland would be playing Siegel. I just got that texted to me just now.
I thought Siegel was playing Blackman in softball.
No,
remember, oh, Laverne, that's Laverne, right. Yeah, there's the mess up.
Yes,
okay.
The typo was on her sheet.
So Oakland is leading Siegel?
Yes. Oakland is leading Siegel 5-4 in the...
He has breached on an error, and he's singled. They actually gave him, I think, a hit officially. No, we took that away, didn't we? Ball outside. And we'll get Tyler to give us a Braves update from Houston.
Let's say he can do that for us.
1-0 count. We'll be going to Braves baseball shortly. There's a grounder. Could be two. Flip to second. One on to first. Two. It's a double play. And Riverdale turns it. And in this ball game, after five, by a final of 12-1. It was a fifth inning explosion for the Riverdale Warriors tonight, as going into that fifth inning, the top of the fifth, they were leading 2-1. They exploded for 10 runs. They got eight walks in that inning, four hits, led by, I guess, the big blow, Joy Trevathan's two-hour single to get it to 4-1. And from there on, Riverdale coasted. Colin Snyder goes all the way, and Colin pitches it, gives up one run. And we'll have the pitching line for him as well. And we will take a break. And when we come back, we'll have the Prentice Ossoff Heating and Air postgame show, including the Loveless Fine Photography Players of the Game, the Midas Shift Change of the Game, also stats and pitching lines by Bob Parks Realtor, Sunette P., AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. And we'll have a Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update as we continue here on State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and in most cases offer fast same-day service. Also call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Alsop offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
At Little Caesars, your family gets so much delicious food for so little money, you might think somebody, well, goofed.
Got the pizza, Mom. Here's your change.
All this change is mine? There must be some mistake.
Pull into Little Caesars and pick up a large pizza with one topping of your choice. Only $5 every day.
All this change? This can't be right. Let me talk to the manager.
I'm the manager.
Then let me talk to the owner.
I'm the owner.
Then let me talk to the funny little guy in the toga.
On Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Franklin Road and Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart.
Pizza, pizza.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. Tell us what it's like to work at a family business.
It's a lot of fun. However, it's a lot of work. Everybody has to pull their weight equally.
What do you think are some of the advantages of people doing business with a family business versus a corporate business?
We are here to answer all questions. We're responsible for scheduling jobs. We're not here to sell you material and pass you off to a list of installers.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We still offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile banking, free internet banking, and free bill payer service. You can also have your monthly bank statement sent directly to your email. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. We're located at 2230 Mercury Boulevard. Come and see why there's a difference at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Next on WGNS Primetime Sports and online at goprimetimesports.com, it's the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show, a recap of tonight's game, presented by Prentice Allsup Heating and Air. When it comes to the installation and service of a heating and cooling system for homes and businesses, people know they can rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning to take care of them. Call today at 890-1311 to find a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs. Online at PrenticeAllsup.com. Now, back to the WGNS Primetime Sports Team, standing by live for the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show.
And we welcome you to the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. John Dingens and Rafferty Cleary. And we have got a Riverdale winning the second game of this series by a score of 12-1 to go 5-0 in district play. And Rafferty, Blackman drops to 0-5. Big win. And kind of a strange game because it was really a pitching matchup and a really good duel till the fifth.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, you get into high school baseball, college, professional, it's not very often where you've got everyone in your lineup scoring in an inning like Riverdale did tonight in the fifth, batted through their lineup and got 10 runs in an inning. So that's a very rare thing that happens in baseball. But pretty good pitching tonight for Riverdale. They had good pitching last night as well. Colin Snyder finished the night up. He pitched five innings, gave up one run, four hits, four strikeouts, didn't walk anybody that I had him with. He may have, but I don't think he did. No walks, and there was one error out in the field for Riverdale, and that was early on in the first, I believe, when that occurred. And pitching for Blackman, Austin Reynolds started off tonight pitching. He went 4 1/3 innings, gave up five hits, two strikeouts for him, two walks, and six runs. And then Hayden Hovater came in and didn't do so hot. And he pitched 2 1/3 innings, or 2/3 of an innings, and he gave up two runs, one hit, walked two. And then Casey Wheeler also pitched for Blackman tonight. He gave up three runs and three walks there. And then the fourth pitcher, Matt Rosey, one run allowed and one hit and two walks for him. Winning pitcher, though, Colin Snyder for Riverdale tonight.
I'm not going to ask you to repeat that again. That was kind of complicated pitching line.
I tried to.
Eight walks in the fifth, four hits, 10 runs.
Yes.
And there's your ball game, really. Mm-hmm. Want to talk a little bit about our Loveless Fine Photography player of the game for Blackman. I think I'm going to go with I'm looking at Dylan Hughes, had two hits tonight, 2 for 2. Made a couple good plays at third, made a really good play on a bunt play at third to throw out Ronnie Stevens. So